Mr. Chair, in order to save time, I will refrain from giving you my congratulations. At the outset, please allow me to welcome Palestine, Niue, and the CAR for their accession to the convention. Currently, the global biosafety and security situation has become ever more grave. The international community is faced with a more pronounced threat posed by biological weapons, bioterrorism, major epidemics, and the abuse and misuse of biotechnology. Against this background, it is imperative to continue to strengthen global biosafety governance and give further play to the BWC's role to eliminate the threat caused by bioweapons and maintain global biosafety and security. We should take advantage of multilateralism and jointly make progress in multilateral biological arms control and substantively enhance the authority and effectiveness of the BWC. This year marks the start of the new intersessional process. At the meeting of experts held in August, parties had in-depth discussions on science and technology development cooperation and assistance, national implementation assistance response preparedness, institution of the convention, among others. The new ideas and initiatives proposed during the meeting laid down good foundation for the intersessional work. We believe that the development of a model code of conduct for biological scientists within the BWC's framework can help to prevent misuse and abuse of biotechnology, effectively respond to new challenges caused by such technology, and improve safety awareness among biological researchers. To this end, in June, China and the ISU hosted a seminar on the Code of Conduct at Tianjin University, China, and submitted a new edition of the draft Code of Conduct to the meeting of experts. A non-proliferation, export control, and international cooperation regime under the convention is conducive to establishing harmonized rules and an implementation mechanism with universal conformity by all states and the reciprocity of rights and obligations in a bid to step up global non-proliferation, promote international biotech cooperation, and strengthen biosafety and security capacity of developing countries. We look forward to engaging in discussions with all parties on the above-mentioned initiatives and make concerted efforts to improve the effectiveness of the BWC. Mr. Chair, China has all along strictly complied with the provisions of the BWC, faithfully fulfilled our obligations, and promptly submitted materials for CBM. China upholds a comprehensive national security vision and has continuously improved the overall and strategic design for biosafety. We are also dedicated to legislative capacity building, regulatory public awareness raising, and international cooperation efforts in the field of biosafety and security. In September, biosafety and security has been included into the legislation plan of the Standing Committee of the 13th NPC. Which enhanced the legal guarantee for biosafety and security in China. In October, the Wuhan Institute of Virology of China Academy of Science once again hosted the International Workshop on Biosafety Laboratory Management and Techniques, with a view to training epidemics prevention and control personnel from developing countries. Representatives from over 20 countries had in-depth exchanges on laboratory biosafety and security to good effects. Mr. Chair, the function of the convention is closely related to administrative and financial support. China is concerned about the financial situation faced by the convention, and we hope on the principle of consensus, all parties will discuss solutions for this problem. We call on all state parties to earnestly fulfill their obligations and make timely payment of assessed contributions.
Take this chance to inform the distinguished delegates that a few days ago, China has already paid its assessed contribution under the convention for year 2019. Which amounts to $121,154. We hope this amount would help sustain the ICU in the beginning months of year 2019. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Chair, thanks. The distinguished delegates.